A new report shows that most American 4th and 8th graders did not do well on math and reading tests. The latest so-called Nation's Report Card was released last week. There were some exceptions. Students in Washington, D.C. made important gains in both reading and math this year, according to the National Assessment of Education Progress. Students in the state of Mississippi also made major improvements compared to earlier reports. Nationally, however, America's eighth graders are falling behind in math and reading, and math scores among fourth graders also decreased. A little more than one-third of eighth graders are proficient in reading and math. Proficient means to be skilled at doing something. About a third of fourth graders are proficient readers. Over 40% are considered proficient in math.
U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said the overall national results show a student achievement crisis. She also said the problem cannot be fixed by giving more money to public schools. Instead, she called for expanded school choice. This includes her proposals for school vouchers and greater dependence on privately run charter schools. DeVos said last week that American children continue to fall behind students of the same grade in other countries. But, she said, with education freedom, American students can compete. Scott Sargrad is with the Center for American Progress. He writes about education at the kindergarten through 12th grade levels, or K through 12. Writing on Forbes.com, he said DeVos is wrong and that money matters in education. He said the falling scores are because of lower spending on education following the Great Recession of 2008. Sargrad added that education spending in almost half of the states have not returned to pre-recession levels.
Michael Petrelli, president of the Education Reform Group, the Thomas Fordham Institute, agrees. He says data show that scores on the test move up and down along with the country's economic situation. Sandy Kress was an education advisor to former President George W. Bush. Writing for Education Next, he said it is most disappointing that the nation has gone nowhere in the last 10 years. The nationwide test is given to a randomly selected group of students in the fourth and eighth grades every 2 years. Students made big gains in math in the 1990s and 2000s, but have shown little improvement since then. Reading scores have risen a little since the test began in 1992. Both low and high performing eighth graders decreased in reading, but the decreases were generally worse for lower-performing students.
In Washington, D.C., public school leader Louis Farabee said the improved scores happened for a number of reasons. They include the start of free schooling for all 3- and 4-year-olds living in D.C. The program began in 2008. Many of our students are getting a strong start in their learning, said Farabee. He also credited Washington's effort to increase teacher pay. He says better pay permits D.C. schools to be competitive at a time when there's a nationwide shortage of good teachers. For the first time in the test's history, Mississippi fourth graders scored above the national average in math. In reading, they scored equal to the national average. The state remained behind national averages in 8th grade, but continued to improve in math and stayed about the same in reading.
Carrie Wright is Mississippi's state superintendent of education. She said the southern state has been improving early reading education and has been working to help teachers improve math instruction. America's big city public schools educate more poor students as well as English language learners. In general, these schools also saw some good news. Big city schools still performed below the nation as a whole, but the difference was less than before. I'm Ann Ball.
And I'm Brian Lynn.